Hey, Robin, I don't know about you, but I've had a great time because it's the end of the year and we get to go through.
Finally, no more music. We're done.
But we get to go through figuring out our own list. But one of the things on our team that people might not know, we're a big team. We all try to listen to as much as we can, and even stuff that's outside our normal loves and genres and so forth.
So what happened is everybody on the team all threw in their nominees for best songs, best records. We put them all together in a big playlist, and it's hundreds and hundreds of songs. And I put it on random, and every time I heard something, I thought, this is nice. I don't know this. And I flagged it. So lots of great discoveries. So on today's show, we're going to share some of the things that we could say safely we missed this year that other people have now turned us on to, stuff we haven't had on the show before. And
well, how about it? I got this. So one of the things I really love is finding stuff that I just didn't know, as we say. And somebody, I don't even know who put this on the list, but Anthony Joseph is the artist. He's a poet, in this case, a singer and more maybe talk singing to music that is sort of jazz-based and sort of Caribbean-based. In fact, the record's called Caribbean Roots. He does a song on this album, Caribbean Roots, called Slinger. And this is sort of a nod to a Jamaican calypso artist, the Mighty Sparrow, legendary artist. Here's Slinger by Anthony Joseph.
Probably Slinger. 'Cause if you know anything about jam, you know it better. So when a big fat man with gun in the hand, no naughty woman, roll it back again. Hey! When a long stones man gun in the hand, they know how to jam, roll it back again. Hey! Hit me! Roll it back again! That your heart had done he Congo pepper. And if you know what it means to be free, you can't breathe fire. So when a 1 foot man with no teeth woman, big wrestle man, roll it back again. Yes, man. When a wanted man and jammed woman, they know how to jam, roll it back again. Hit me.
Yeah.
It's making me, like, my heart rate's just imagining dancing to it, but not really dance. Just thinking about it was enough to get my heart rate up.
I think that was the Smarties
or
Sweet
Tarts. Or the sugar that I've been pounding.
We've brought in a guest here, Tom Huizenga.
Of NPR Music, Deceptive Cadence.
Did you hear that, Anthony Joseph, in the playlist there when you went through
stuff? I did. It was some interesting stuff, especially the poetry, but this track really kicks it right out there.
The album's called Caribbean Roots. I highly suggest giving that whole album a listen. It's a real kick.
By Anthony Joseph. I always say Tom has the biggest ears on the staff. You do. Yeah. Your primary focus is classical music.
That's a lot of earrings.
He's our classical music writer with Deceptive Cadence. But, I mean, you can speak just as passionately about the new Frank Ocean record as you can some obscure opera.
The man's an elephant.
Large ears.
Yeah. Large ears. So what did you discover when you started going through all this?
Well, you know, I discovered a band that really kind of said something about how I was listening to music this year. I don't know about you guys, but this was a stressful year. And I don't care who you voted for or whatever, but this election just took up so much emotional bandwidth for me that I found myself going back to music as comfort food, music as safe haven. I don't think I've ever listened to more ambient music this year. Going back to old Brian Eno and Harold Budd records, old favorites, Joni Mitchell, Van Morrison, and this band that I discovered from listening to all of this stuff at the end of the year fits right into this kind of comfort food, safe haven thing. It's a retro reggae act from Queens, of all places, and they're called the Frighteners, and they lovingly recreate this sound from Cox and Dodds Studio One in Kingston, Jamaica, circa 1965.
Funny how we both picked that sort of place.
Well, you put this on at a party, and you really couldn't tell the difference. It's just lovingly recreated.
Yeah, that lo-fi.
And right down to all the lo-fi stuff, but they've got all of the harmonies and the little guitar licks and the percussion, and they're recreating this style of reggae music called rocksteady, which came out of Jamaica in the mid-60s and borrows from American R&B and doo-wop and the ska that was happening. So this band put out a record just a couple of months ago, and you'll hear the really great vocal stylings of Dan Klein, the lead singer. And another part of this year that was stressful was how many musicians died, and unfortunately Dan Klein succumbed to ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease in June.
Wow.
And we're not going to hear him sing again, but he left this beautiful, beautiful record. And this is the title track from it called Nothing More to Say from the Frighteners.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so sweet.
Nothing more to say from the Frighteners and Dan Klein's great vocal there. And
I'm taking it Dan Klein was not a Jamaican. He sounds like a Jewish boy from Queens.
The band is from Queens.
At least the last name.
Yes, he's not a Jamaican, but they really get every little detail lovingly down from that rock steady sound from mid-60s.
Even the cover art on this record. When I first heard this and saw it, I didn't know anything about them at all. And I thought, somebody's dug up this. They're reissuing some rare recording that I'd never heard of before.
No,
and they really did a beautiful job on it.
Yeah, the whole record sounds like that. It's really beautiful.
That's great. Tom Heisinger, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. It's always great to be here.
I have something I think that works nicely with those first two picks. Can I finally play something now? May I?
Tom, would you come
back? Pardon me. Would you mind if I played you some of my music now? Would that be all right? D.D. Dumbo. D.D. Dumbo is the artist that I want to play, a 4AD artist. His real name's Oliver Hugh Perry. He's from Australia. Hearing a lot of interesting influences in his music. I mean, it's really pretty much pop music, but a lot of West African influences, particularly in the rhythms and guitars. He put out a record this year, his debut full-length called Utopia Defeated. And this is the opening cut called Walrus, and it was just the kind of song that's immediately catchy. And I'll tell you more about it when we come back. D.D. Dumbo, and the song is Walrus. Possibly begin to know what that song is about. I mean, could you even guess? I mean, it feels so good. This whole record, though, this is an interesting guy, D.D. Dumbo. The whole record has to do with animal rights and how we treat the planet and how we treat other living things. And this song, Walrus, in particular, is just about the horrors of making foie gras. And I'll just leave it to people to search for the lyrics, Dee Dee Dumbo Walrus. Yeah, really interesting guy. In an interview with The Guardian, he says that these are basically the things he obsesses about all the time. He hates living in the city for a good while. He lived in this one-room corrugated tin shack with a concrete floor out in the middle of nowhere. And he's finally moving up in the world to a house that will have solar. He's going to use solar power for all of his gear, recording equipment and everything. He sometimes takes baths in ice water just because he feels like it's a healthy thing to do to shock the body every now and then. And really interesting guy. Dee Dee Dumbo, the song was Walrus from Utopia Defeated. Really love that one song. I'm going to spend more time with the whole record.
I'm going to play for you something that goes nicely with that, which is Chris Forsyth and the Solar Motel Band.
Solar Band.
There you go, yeah. Right? The connections never end. Lars Godrich turned me on to him, in fact, brought him and did a Tiny Desk concert this past summer. But I still didn't go back and listen to the double record that Chris Forsyth put out until we went through these lists. And I heard these songs that were clearly a part of the sound of 70s rock, of 70s anthemic rock, like The Who.
I'm there.
Some of the songs I could hear. The band Television in a little later. Mostly instrumental songs. Those are ones that certainly that I loved more. There are a few vocal pieces on the record. I'm going to play you a short little instrumental cut from the album called The Rarity of Experience. And this song by Chris Forsyth and the Solar Motel Band is called Anthem One. Thought that was totally up your alley.
Oh yeah, they needed is like Keith Moon doing the fill. That sort of arpeggiated, I don't know, it was almost like a cello that was run through some sort of filter that was through that whole thing. Almost reminded me of Bob O'Reilly.
That's right. Yeah,
completely.
Very cool. Chris Forsyth and the Solar Motel Band The album is called The Rarity of Experience, a two-record set, and then it's the song we played was Anthem 1, and as you can imagine, it's followed by...
Is it Anthem 2?
Yeah, yeah.
Mind blown.
I know, right?
no, I like that. I'll have to spend more time with that one.
Give your mind a rest. We'll take a quick break here.
All right. Yeah. I don't want to strain it too much.
Well, it's blown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Blue Headphones. For 20 years, your favorite artists have used Blue microphones in the studio. Now, Blue's radical headphone design lets you hear new details in your favorite music. Find out why Esquire magazine called them the perfect headphones. Visit the store at blue-headphones.com and use coupon code NPR for a special price. Blue, carpe eardrum.
Carpe eardrum. Do we long live?
I will seize my eardrums.
Please don't seize mine. Do we only have Blue sponsors?
Yeah.
Blue Apron, Blue Microphone,
has
Blue Headphones.
Has Blue Moon Beer, Lager ever?
Hey, folks.
You can underwrite this show.
Yeah, yeah.
Blue. Maybe they know that we're rather blue guys.
Actually, I love wheat beer.
Yeah. I do like Blue Moon. If they want to underwrite the show, I'm happy. I'd be happy.
Yeah, like always. I have a Blue microphone at home I use for making records, whatever.
All right, what else you got?
Oh, yeah, me. I'm going to play, I wasn't prepared for this.
I'm so sorry. I didn't prepare anything. I had no idea. I'm so flattered.
Well, speaking of wheat beer, the song I want to play is called Winter Wheat. It's by an artist known as J.K. Sampson.
We had J.K. Sampson on the show.
Oh, no.
When you were out, Stephen Thompson played him.
Did he really?
Just like, oh, I wanted to play Gordy. And when I was out, Stephen was on and played Gordy.
God, so he's
messing up everything. J.K. Sampson is the lead
weaker
dude.
Than.
Is one of those
which
bands.
Makes sense. See, Stephen would like that sad stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Mind blown. Okay, I'm going to do a song from a group I actually know very little about since Stephen took my cut. So I'm going to play African 808. 808 refers to the drum machine. It's a duo, a German duo. They mix elements of global music in with music that's very, very danceable, thumpy kind of danceable, not African, nice polyrhythm kind of danceable. I'm going to play this song off of the record called Ngoni. Ngoni is an African instrument and kind of resembles a lute. The album's called Basar, B-A-S-A-R, if I got that wrong. We'll be right back. Ngoni by African 808. The album's called Bazaar.
Did a first listen on that back all the way back in February.
Peter Orlov
wrote that.
Yeah. Anyway, it's really good. So it's been fun going through these big monster playlists and discovering new music. Thanks, Peter.
This show must be stopped, and it's going to be up to me to do it.
So
I'm going to take us out on this song called
By.
No, it's not. It's funkified. It's funky. By a band called Lettuce. This is a funk band from Boston, and they have been around making music for 25 years, and I've only just...
Not wilted yet.
And I've just... Yes. They're still at it. But to be fair, they didn't put out their first record until 2002, so they'd been doing it for about a decade when they put out their first record. But all the members met back at the Berklee Music School. And yeah, they're still at it. They released a record in November this month called Mount Crushmore. It's a great name.
You made that up.
No, I didn't. You know how much I hate puns, but I'm such a sucker for
you
a
like
good
that.
I like that. Yeah, Mount Crushmore. That's good. And the song I'm going to take us out on is called The Love You Left Behind. A little bit of funk.
Awesome. You know, we've got one more regular music show, i.e. new music. And then after that we're going to sort of do our year in review show, which kind of looks at somewhat chronological looks at the year in music.
Yeah, we'll walk through the year and look at highlights, low points, memorable moments.
And then we'll put out a poll to ask you what your favorite records are of the year, and we'll do a show based on those.
The results of that poll.
Yeah. We'll have a list of 50 top albums, 100-something whatever songs of the year
that we all picked right. together.
There was a little bloodshed this morning at the meeting.
You threw your shoe.
I know, it was a soft shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time I'm bringing my fry boots.
Steel-toed work boots. Thompson, think fast. My eye. That's how it goes. It's, you know, picking music for these best of lists at the end of the year, it's tough. This is hard work.
Yeah. Yeah. Coal mining.
Yeah, really is that. Or
were you going to play some music?
Anyway. Lettuce. Yeah, Lettuce. Lettuce, The Love You Left Behind. Oh, and... Also, of course, coming up in December, whatever annual, I don't know how many we've done, holiday extravaganza from All Songs Considered.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
We have to record that, don't we?
We have to think of it first.
It has to happen.
and then we'll do it.
Just weeks away, folks.
Yeah, don't worry. It's going to be huge. It's going to be so big, and it's going to be amazing. We're just keeping it a secret right now because
we don't want our enemies to.
Yeah, we don't want anyone to know what it is
yet. They might come in and do it before us,
right.
And then where would
right.
we be?
Yeah, so, but believe me, it's going to be amazing.
The best.
It's going to be terrific. Anyway, Lettuce, The Love You Left Behind from Mount Crushmore. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Hilton. For NPR Music, it is, in fact, All Songs Considered.